springtime. The sun is shining, flowers are blooming, birds are singing, and it's ice cream time again. It's amazing how much delight life's little simple pleasures can offer a person. Well, to me anyhow. Coming from sunny Singapore meant that we had every excuse to be eating ice cream all year round to cool off from the heat. But even in the cold, wintry climate of a faraway foreign land, we still had an excuse to indulge in sinful pleasure. We are fighting poison with poison, or in this case, the cold with cold. We reasoned that eating an ice cream would lower our body temperature and thus buffer us from the cold. Who's to argue with that? My memory of ice cream from childhood, the sound of the ringing handbell announcing the arrival of the ice cream man, calmly pedaling in on his tricycle under a great big umbrella. No need for him to raise his voice to hawk his wares, but with a good twist of his well-trained wrist, and out comes the crowd, magically drawn to the little man like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. Then, like a magician, he would scoop up ice cream after ice cream in all shapes and flavors from within the box on his tricycle. You have ice cream on wafer cone, ice cream on biscuit cone, ice cream on funny colored bread, and big slabs of ice cream sandwiched between two thin wafer biscuits. And besides the common flavors like vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, we would also never fail to find other flavors like durian, sweet corn, red bean, and my favorite chocolate chip. Unfortunately, the ice cream man is now something of the past, and my taste for ice cream has also somewhat developed, or upgraded as I would like to think. The flavor for me now has got to be cookies and cream. The feel of the chocolate cookie bits crumbling in your mouth, mixing with the rich, creamy ice cream. Talk about a doubly sinful indulgence. So never mind the increasing waistline or the decreasing wallet, let's raise our spoon together and hail the arrival of spring. Ice cream, anyone?